We continue with our athletes in college on KDNS 94.1, Z96.3, The Lake. Today, we're honored and privileged to talk with Trinity Luters, a 2023 graduate of Osborne. Trinity, what have you been up to this summer?
Oh, not much. Just working and driving to Sterling and working out with our new coach and making time with him. And yeah.
Well, Trinity, you're like the Bowden girls. Your mom and dad both coached at Osborne. Your dad coached at South Gray volleyball. Your mom and dad coached at Osborne, and they both coach at Hoisington now. Your mom, Trina, is the head coach, and Dad, Tony, is the assistant coach. They've been at Hoisington for 3 years. Kind of talk about growing up in a state championship town like Montezuma, South Gray, and watching the legend Mark Applegate take the boys to consecutive championships, and kind of what you learned as a young girl, and where your hopes and dreams of playing college basketball came from Montezuma, Kansas.
Well, my dream of playing basketball did definitely start in Montezuma. I had the want to play basketball ever since I was a third grader. I remember telling my parents I wanted to play college basketball since then, and you know, just like any small town, especially Montezuma, they told me I got to work for it, and we did work out starting then and got into basketball really young. And I couldn't thank the neighbors that I was with who were mostly boys, and they helped me get competitive and play basketball every day. And it was just fun to be able to grow up in a community that wanted to win.
Then your family moved to Osborne in 2019 and was there for 4 years, 2019 through 2023. You were NPL All-League all 4 years, coached by your mom, Trina Luters, and your dad, Tony, helped. Won the NPL title, finally took it away from Kensington Thunder Ridge. You won it 7 straight years. Your junior year, and then sophomore you had to mess around and lose some playing time in games with COVID. However, you got to go to the Colby tournament and see how some bigger schools, bigger teams played and went out there. Just kind of talk about your time at Osborne.
Oh, I definitely still think about playing with them. It was such a great 4 years, and I couldn't thank the teammates I had who were there also just willing to work and have the same goal of winning. And back to that Colby tournament, that probably is what moved our momentum into being such a tough team my junior and senior year, because we did play big schools, but you know, we were so small, but we did play tough. And just from the Colby tournament and having the honor of being a 1A school invited into such a big tournament, that was amazing in itself. And that is probably definitely what pushed us forward into winning the NPL tournament my junior year, and then just having the grit to carry that forward. My sophomore and junior year, we went to state, and then freshman and senior year, we're sub-state runner-up. So we did have such a great run.
Well, Trinity Luters, you're now a junior at Sterling College in Sterling, Kansas, and fresh off of being KCAC champions and playing a lot your sophomore year, went to the national NAIA tournament in Tennessee. Unfortunately, the coach at Sterling, Casey Bassett, is now at Nebraska Kearney. Seems like everybody I interview is either going to Nebraska Kearney or has a coach leave to go to Nebraska Kearney. But Casey Bassett was KCAC All-League for 4 years, played for legendary coach Lonnie Cruz at Sterling, and had a tremendous basketball program on the girls' side at Sterling. Just kind of talk about Coach Casey Bassett. Like I said, you said in our pre-interview, notes that Sterling was on your radar your junior year, and the rest is kind of history. And tell us about your journey to Sterling and how the first 2 years have gone.
So I remember playing with Todd and the Lakers. We were at a tournament in Wichita, and it was the summer after my sophomore year going into my junior year. And I remember her coming up to me after a tournament and telling me that she wanted to get me on campus. And then what really stuck out about Sterling was definitely the team environment. I really enjoyed the small town feel still. And then she always just kept in touch with me. I went on multiple visits every year. And then around Christmas time is when I signed with Sterling, and I couldn't have been happier with that decision.
Well, Trinity, one of the great things, and I continue to tell people that say they don't want to go to a bigger school or a junior college because they're not getting playing time. I know that the KCAC schools are expensive, but they've got endowments and things that can help young players, young men and women out, and the families. But the junior varsity programs are second to none in the KCAC. And you were the big dog on campus, and Miley Raby was the big dog in Smith Center and now at Candace Wesleyan, mm-hmm. but you got to start at the bottom and work your way up. And that freshman year at Sterling playing JV really helped your future years, especially last year as a sophomore.
Yes, it did. It gave me the grit and the want to work even harder because, like you said, I was a big dog at Osborne. And then I had to come in and realize everyone's good and I just had to work a little harder. And that definitely carried over into the last year when I got to play a lot more on varsity and then see that success roll out with winning the KCAC tournament and going to nationals. So that was pretty awesome.
Talk about that KCAC championship, and you lost four or five seniors off that team, and just kind of talk about the regular season. It's a grind in the KCAC because you play everybody twice, but kind of talk about the game that you remember and some of the ladies that really pushed you as a player and Sterling throughout the winter last year.
I definitely remember January, and we were on such a roll of not even maybe making the KCAC tournament because we were on a losing streak and you have to be top eight in the conference to make it. So we had to win 80% of our games moving forward to even make it in the tournament. So we were definitely an underdog coming in. And then once tournament came and we realized, you know, we are top eight, we can get this done. It just shows how much postseason is just a whole new season because I don't think anyone was expecting us to come in and beat the teams we did. And one team that I definitely remember playing and enjoying such a game was against Tabor. Like, that was an awesome game. Both teams were competitive and both teams wanted it. And we played at such a high level on defense. And that just shows how defense wins games. Was our defense just shut down their offense, and it was such an amazing win to lead us into the final game of the KCAC tournament. So that was definitely a game that stuck out to me the most, was against Tabor.
Well, Trinity Looters, then you get to go to Tennessee to the national NAIA tournament, the Women's National Championship, and those teams have many D1, D2 young ladies on it that are really, really skilled, and you guys were so deserving, along with Candace Wesleyan, to be there. Talk about the national NAIA tournament, how you guys did, and what you learned from playing in that big atmosphere.
It was just such an amazing experience overall. We enjoyed every second of it. We played at Bethel, Tennessee, and that was our first game right off. We did end up losing, but they were such a good team. I'm pretty sure they made it to the final four of the whole national tournament. But that just shows us, you know, next year we can work harder and have a goal of not just making it to the national tournament, but making a statement at the national tournament.
Well, Trinity, enter Evan Belk, a former Sterling men's basketball player from all-girls school Cotty College. We've got to learn about Cotty College. After we get done, we'll look it up. But we know Evan Belk played at Sterling and is the new girls basketball coach. And then, ironically, Brendan Kirkhoff from Kendington Thunder Ridge, who played basketball down in Oklahoma and then at Barton Community College before that, is the grad assistant at Sterling. Kind of talk about new head coach Evan Belk and getting to be around Brendan Kirkhoff, who, ironically, you played with Jaden Bowden and Brendan Kirkhoff on Todd Clover's Laker teams 4 years ago.
I'm really excited. I think Evan will be such a great fit with our team and our environment. I'm really liking how he's coming in and not just tearing apart everything we've built, but having himself and his coaching style fit into what we already know. So I'm really looking forward to that because I think that'll be a very positive aspect. And then I also like a lot of the new things he's bringing to the table, which I'm really looking forward to this season. I'm also really excited about working with Brennan, especially since I competed against her in high school and then also got to be her teammate in the summer, and then now she gets to be my coach. So that's just a really big full circle moment for me. I think it'll be really awesome.
Well, Trinity, as many of you do in North Central Kansas, you get to play for Coach Todd Clover, and the Lakers out of Glen Elder, Kansas. Todd is a great X and O's coach and has put many a girl into the higher education, college, and playing area athletically and academically. Kind of talk about your time with the Lakers and Todd Clover.
Todd Clover's traveling Lakers team really showed me that it was much more than basketball because he recruits more than just skill. He wants a great family coming into his environment. He wants a great student. He wants a hard worker. And that just showed me that basketball is, everything is more than basketball and how you carry yourself is more than basketball. He created such a great environment for me with who he brought in to be my teammates. And some people that I played against got to be my teammates, and that was really awesome as well. And then he once again also showed that working on skills is greater than playing games, especially that summer of COVID. We did a lot more individual workouts rather than playing games. But I think that point during COVID showed me that I grew a lot more in the summer of working rather than just playing games.
Well, Trinity,
he's been a great skill model in that.
Well, Trinity Luters, you're a junior at Sterling. First of all, what are your goals on the basketball playing floor and academically this year at Sterling?
One of my goals for Sterling is definitely to win the tournament again, hopefully win a regular season title with that as well. That's always a goal. And then I'm just really excited to play with some of my closest friends this year and being an upperclassman and a leader on the court with some of my best friends. And I think that'll be really amazing this year.
Well, Trinity, tell us.
Academic,
go ahead.
And then academically, I'm just excited to get closer to my degree.
Which is what? What do you want to do in life?
I'm going to be a physical therapist, and I'm looking forward to that.
Well, Trinity Luters, it's been an honor and a pleasure. Loved watching you in high school and get to watch you a little bit at home now with the media relations. Got to watch your KCAC championship, and maybe I'll show up and come to a game this year and give your parents heck. And very, very proud of you, and always honored to talk to kids that have been successful in high school and then go on to college and get some playing time, but more importantly, get that degree.
Well, thank you, John, for the call. It was great to talk to you.